Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is refusing to say he'll honor the results of the November 8th election. Politicos and historians alike say the statement undermines integral American institutions like credible democracy and peaceful transitions of power. Here's a look at what Trump's remarks mean for elections officials in the Sunshine State. I'm Kate Payne. Donald Trump is leveling serious allegations against the integrity of American elections. At the third and final presidential debate, Trump had this exchange with Fox News moderator Chris Wallace.
The loser concedes to the winner, not saying that you're necessarily going to be the loser or the winner, but that the loser concedes to the winner and that the country comes together in part for the good of the country. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Hillary Clinton supporters are quick to challenge Trump's statements that the election is rigged, including former Florida governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham.
What do the American people take away from this? What is their assessment of the state of democracy? I hope it's not that we are slipping towards a different America than we've known.
Even prominent Republican lawmakers are calling Trump out, like U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
There's no evidence behind any of this, and so this should not continue to be said. And do I believe people should have confidence? Yes. And do I believe they should vote? Absolutely. And let me tell you what, let me add to this. This is a state that literally has millions of people who came here because they couldn't vote in the nation of their birth. It would be a tragedy if they gave up their vote here as well.
Leon County Supervisor of Elections and nationally recognized expert Ion Sancho says widespread voter fraud just doesn't happen.
Individuals have a greater chance being struck by lightning walking outside of a polling station than they do encountering individual voter fraud.
And the data backs him up. According to PolitiFact, voter fraud is incredibly rare. One study out of Loyola University found 31 instances of fraud out of a billion ballots cast. Sancho says the system certainly isn't perfect, but the decentralized structure of presidential elections makes them very difficult to rig. That's because the federal government doesn't run these contests. Local officials do, with trained staff and the help of countless volunteers, all overseen by governors and secretaries of state, many of whom are Republican. And on top of that, Sancho says,
because we have paper ballots in the state of Florida unconnected to the internet or Wi-Fi, we can verify every voter's vote in this state, and concerns over voter fraud or rigging the election are completely unfounded.
But the divisive nature of the presidential race is stirring up a lot of emotions. Elections officials are concerned about how voter anger and frustration might bubble over on Election Day. Earlier this summer, Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner addressed a statewide conference of sheriffs.
I'm talking about the potential for interruptions and disturbances during the election period. And that's where I'm here to ask you to please, please help us as you always have in this election. It is going to be different.
But that concern is softened some in a written statement issued by his office this week. It reads, quote, "We have many safeguards in place, and voters should feel confident that their votes will be counted." Back in Leon County, Ion Sancho says each polling place is staffed with a deputy, just in case something comes up. But he says he isn't concerned and doesn't anticipate any problems on Election Day. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.